Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Simplest Path to Wealth Turned $50,000 into $3. $3 Million is a personal finance and investing book by Didosphere, the pen name of Arthur V. Prosper. It is aimed at readers who want a straightforward alternative to complex market speculation, financial jargon, and high-risk investing behavior. Based on the available description, the book argues that long-term wealth can be built through disciplined stock market investing, risk control, and a simpler strategy than the one commonly promoted by brokers or market pundits. Its framing is deliberately concrete and numerical, using the idea of turning a modest starting sum into multi-million dollar wealth to illustrate the power of compounding over time. The book also positions itself as relevant to investors who are worried about crashes, skeptical of financial experts, or looking for a more practical roadmap for financial independence. It is a short, independently published guide rather than a broad academic treatment of investing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using long-term compounding as the core wealth-building engine. The central idea of the book is that wealth does not have to come from dramatic market timing or speculative windfalls. Instead, it emphasizes the cumulative effect of long-term compounding, where steady returns on invested capital can eventually produce large outcomes from a relatively small starting amount. The title itself is a proof of concept statement. A $50,000 investment is presented as capable of growing to $3 million over a long horizon. That framing matters because it shifts attention away from short-term gains and toward time patience and reinvestment. In practical terms, the book seems to encourage readers to think in decades rather than quarters, which is a fundamentally different mindset from active trading. Its logic is simple, but consequential. If returns are consistent enough and capital remains invested, the growth curve becomes increasingly powerful. This makes the book useful for readers who need a clear numerical picture of how ordinary money can become substantial wealth through sustained participation in the market. Secondly, a reaction against fear, expert dependence, and unnecessary investing complexity. Another important theme is the book's rejection of the idea that ordinary investors must rely on complicated financial products or professional stock-picking advice. The promotional material suggests that the author wrote for people who fear investing or distrust so-called experts. That signals a strong emphasis on personal agency and a simpler decision framework, rather than presenting investing as a domain reserved for specialists. The book appears to argue that ordinary savers can adopt a workable strategy if they avoid common mistakes and unnecessary complexity. This is reinforced by the book's plain language promise of a simplest path, which implies that over-engineering an investment plan may do more harm than good. The result is a practical critique of the financial industry's tendency to make investing feel opaque. For readers, this theme can be valuable, not because it rejects all expertise, but because it encourages skepticism toward costly, high-friction approaches that may not improve long-term outcomes. The book seems to position simplicity itself as an advantage. Thirdly, risk management. As a more reliable guide than market excitement, the book does not appear to present wealth building as a matter of chasing the hottest opportunities. Instead, it emphasizes managing risk, especially for readers who worry about crashes and market volatility. That focus is important because many investing books center on returns, while this one seems to frame survival and consistency as the first priority. The reference to missed opportunities and mistakes suggests that the author's strategy was shaped by learning what not to do, not just by identifying winning assets. This makes risk management a practical discipline rather than a defensive afterthought. In a market environment where investors can be tempted by speculation, the book's approach is to reduce unnecessary exposure, avoid emotional reactions, and stay aligned with a repeatable process. The presence of a crash-conscious message indicates that the book is trying to answer a common objection. What if markets fall before the long-term plan works? By addressing that concern directly, it offers a more realistic framework for readers who need confidence that a simple strategy can still withstand turbulence. Fourthly, a historical anchor in the era of high bond yields and changing tax rules. The book uses a historical reference to a period when long-term treasury bonds offered unusually high interest rates, including the memorable example of a 30-year bond yielding 14.5%. This reference serves more than a nostalgic function. It gives the reader a benchmark for what strong fixed income returns once looked like and helps explain why earlier investors may have seen large gains from conservative assets. At the same time, the updated edition notes the effect of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 on the investment strategy, showing that the author connects investment planning with the broader policy environment. This is a useful dimension of the book because it reminds readers that after-tax results matter as much as headline returns. A strategy that looks attractive in one tax regime may need adjustment in another. The historical and policy context therefore strengthens the book's realism. It is not only about abstract investing principles, but also about how changing economic conditions and tax rules affect the feasibility of a long-term wealth plan. Lastly, a compact, reader-friendly roadmap rather than a broad investing textbook. The book's structure and positioning suggest that it is designed as a concise roadmap, not an exhaustive survey of markets, with a relatively short length and a direct title. It seems intended for readers who want a clear answer to a specific question: how can a person turn a moderate sum into meaningful long-term wealth without relying on speculation? That makes the book distinct from more technical investing guides, which often prioritize asset allocation theory, valuation models, or portfolio construction in a highly detailed way. Instead, this book appears to combine narrative persuasion, personal reflection, and a simplified investment philosophy. The value of that approach is accessibility. Readers who are intimidated by financial literature may find the book easier to absorb because it focuses on a narrow set of principles and a single wealth-building arc. The downside of that brevity is that it is unlikely to function as a comprehensive manual. But as a focused entry point for readers seeking a practical, low-complexity investing framework, that compactness is part of its appeal. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a plain-spoken introduction to long-term investing and financial independence, especially those who are uneasy about stock market volatility, skeptical of financial professionals, or overwhelmed by more technical personal finance books. Its main benefit is not novelty in investing theory, but clarity of emphasis compounding, patience, risk control, and after-tax thinking are presented as the essential ingredients of wealth creation. That makes it useful for beginners and for self-directed investors who want a simple framework they can actually follow. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out by combining a concrete numerical promise with a minimalist tone and a strong anti-complexity message. Rather than encouraging readers to find secret opportunities or chase exceptional returns, it argues that disciplined participation in ordinary markets can be enough. For that reason, it is less of a market analysis book and more of a practical guide to avoiding costly mistakes while staying invested long enough for growth to work. Readers looking for a concise, skeptical, and accessible investing roadmap will find the book most relevant. If you would like to support Didosphere, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.